Home by Edgar Guest. It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow, and you sometimes have to roam before you really appreciate the things you left behind and hunger for them somehow with them allus on your mind. Doesn't make any difference how rich you get to be, how much your chairs and tables cost, how great your luxury. It ain't home to you, though it be the palace of a king, until somehow your soul is sort of wrapped round everything. Home ain't a place that gold can buy or get up in a minute. Afore it's home, there's got to be a heap of living in it. Within the walls, there's got to be some babies born. And then right there, you got to bring them up to women good and men. And gradually, as time goes on, you find you wouldn't part with anything they ever used. They've grown into your home. The old high chairs and the playthings too, the little shoes they wore, ye hoard. And if ye could, ye'd keep the thumb marks on the door. You've got to weep to make it home. You've got to sit and sigh and watch beside a loved one's bed and know that death is nigh. And in the stillness of the night to see death's angel come and close the eyes of her that smiled and leave her sweet voice dumb. For these are scenes that grip the heart, and when your tears are dried, you find the home is dearer than it was and sanctified. And tugging at ye always are the pleasant memories of her that was and is no more. You can't escape from these. You've got to sing and dance for years. You've got to romp and play and learn to love the things you have by using each day. Even the roses round the porch must blossom year by year before they come a part of you, suggesting someone dear who used to love them long ago and trade them just to run the way they do, so days would get the early morning sun. You've got to love each brick and stone from cellar up to dome. It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home.